Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. This is SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, as we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. For those just tuning in, last hour we started on an email, and maybe we'll get a chance to continue some more of it here, but it sparked an interesting conversation. The email was in reference to open borders and kind of the liberty-oriented idea of allowing people who actually want to make a better life for themselves come here in order to do that. The suggestion was that, well, you know, look at what happened the last time people just came in here willy-nilly into this country, or the Indians got killed. And so that led to a conversation about how it's pretty absurd to believe that some immigrants coming here are going to somehow do anything that resembles what the white man did to the Indians hundreds of years ago. And Gard, as you and I were talking about, if the government's existence is what's holding back the hordes of killers from coming here, then surely the protective services that will be available in the free marketplace will do a better job of holding back these, you know, these invisible killers that are, for whatever reason, not coming here and attempting to foist their madness upon us. So I for one, am not scared of the idea of immigrants coming here, because it seems to me that the supermajority of them are just good folks that are looking to make a better life for themselves. There are some that come to leech off the welfare programs, and sure, some of them are gangsters. But as we pointed out in our extended edition, our show that we talked about on Saturday, we had a guest on the show and everything. He pointed out that it's absolutely absurd to believe that Hispanic immigrants are in any way, shape, or form any more violent than the average white.
Well, it's not absurd. It is contrary to the facts. He went through all the facts and, you know, compared age group to age group, and in fact showed that Hispanics are no more violent, more likely to commit a violent crime. Hey, and I'd suggest that Hispanics are more likely to be gone after, to be prosecuted, to be suspected of violent crime. Just a guess, right? Like, I'm just speculating there.
Right. That leads me to say
there
are more people.
The science says that there are not more likely to commit violent crime if you just go and look at the statistics.
So the whole idea that the Canadian hordes or the Mexican hordes are going to roll across the northern or southern borders, or the Chinese hordes are going to roll across the western border, pretty absurd. But we then ended up talking about the American Indians in a little more detail as far as what happened to them. And what's happening to them now is where we went to. And I brought up something that I brought up on the past on this show, and I always just kind of referenced it. I've never actually managed to find the clips because it's my understanding in the past they didn't exist on the Internet. But thankfully now, with the advent of all the video sharing services, somebody has taken the time to digitize John Stossel's John Stossel Goes to Washington. It's something that's probably about a decade old now, but that doesn't make the information contained within any less relevant. So let me jump right into it here.
Often, the more the government helps, the worse things get. Look at what they did to the first Americans.
You put us in a little cage here, call it reservation.
Chief Red Cloud, the leader of the Lakota Sioux tribe of Pine Ridge, South Dakota. The Sioux have been herded and controlled by the government for over 100 years. The result? This is now the poorest county in America. Unemployment's about 80%. People live on government checks.
Every month, they receive some type of handout from the federal government. So our people become lazy, and they don't want to work.
With nothing to do, many just drink.
I've been under the supervision of the federal government for a long time.
They messed us up, man. They messed us, man.
17-year-old Russell Blacksmith would like to help his tribe improve their lives.
Now, you can hear the despair in these people's voices, but you can't see the footage of the basically S-hole town that these people are living in. It's just decrepit.
It's incredible. And, you can hardly believe that it's going on in America.
He wants to be chief someday, but he's not optimistic.
It's
federal government turned us into a concentration camp. We sit back and just live off government handouts. It's been a trap. We need to stand on our own 2 feet.
We have the least life expectancy, less than Guatemala, less than Bolivia, Brazil. Hardly anyone reaches 65 anymore.
Activist Russell Means blames the Interior Department's Bureau of Indian Affairs, the agency that claims to help Indians by planning their lives.
We cannot make a plan or a decision without the express consent of the Secretary of Interior. We submit anywhere from 2 to 5 year economic plans. Does that sound like the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union and their failed economic plans?
Most of the crimes against the Indians were that of the government. The government goes in and ruins their lives, and it comes up and says, hey, you need us.
That's kind of what Harry Brown always said when he was running for a Libertarian Party presidential candidacy back in 1996 and 2000. One of his famous lines is that it's only the government that breaks your leg, hands you a crutch, and says, boy, it sure is a good thing we're here, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Great.
You need us. Come on in.
By contrast, look what's happened when a tribe managed to get some freedom from government control.
We decided that we're going to have to do something for ourselves.
Philip Martin is chief of the Choctaw tribe. The government put the Choctaw on a reservation in Mississippi, and for years they lived much like the Sioux.
Tuberculosis was rampant. Infant mortality was horrible. Babies were coming into hospitals, not being cared for, and going home and returning and dying in mother's arms.
But then the Choctaw petitioned Congress to give them special concessions that would allow them to try new things without having to go through so much red tape.
For the first time, we're able to make some changes.
Today, 20 years later, they have factories that generate hundreds of millions of dollars in sales. One makes stereo speakers. Another, wiring for cars. Another makes plastic utensils for McDonald's.
I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
A little bit of freedom goes a long way.
You know, I mean, they told the government to take their money and shove it, that their stinking little tiny itty-bitty welfare checks that everybody was relying on there in order to have enough to live in tin shacks and drink their lives away just wasn't worth what they were getting. The disease that was running rampant and all that, you know, and the poverty and all that other stuff, and now saying that they're going to, you know, take it. You can have it. Suddenly they have, what is it, 15 years later?
It was 20 years, and this was about a decade old, this video. So, it's,
so
yeah,
in 20 years, everything changed.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, it's incredible. Why couldn't Lyndon Johnson's program work that well?
You look at things like Poland. You know, Poland, quickest turnaround, strongest turnaround after the Soviets pulled out of there. These other places where they had these slow weaning off of the Soviet system, the Sovietized socialist communist system, they took a lot longer to come back. And the reason is, if you get these people off the government teat, they have an incentive to control their own lives, and they recognize the advantages of it. It is just phenomenal. You look at, for example, look at the lesson from the early pilgrims and first Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have control of their own lives, and they were starving. There was no incentive for them to do
exactly.
Better. Yep.
So, starving in the most abundant land
yeah,
ever seen.
That's amazing, yeah.
So let me continue here with John Stoss.
Every Indian who wants a job has one. They've even hired thousands of non-Indians from off the reservation.
They are hiring the white people that are on the government, that would otherwise be on the government dole being handed. I mean, you know, it just goes to show. It's so incredible.
As is typical, as we've been saying here on this show, is one of the I don't know what all the economic reasons are for it, but it's my understanding that when you have a free market, that there are always more jobs than there are people to fill those jobs. Guard, what's the reason for that? I mean, I've heard that one so many times, but I don't know what the reason for it is.
But could you restate that?
That there are always more jobs than there are people to fill them. There, if you have true freedom.
Oh, well, I think part of that is it's just the information problem and the fact that it's very difficult to place people who are appropriate in the jobs for the jobs that are needed. And in many cases, people don't really incentivize themselves to get out there and find these things. They think, oh, I'm going to only shoot for this. I'm going to only shoot for that. And so, for example, I'll give you a great example. My dad, I was so proud of my dad. My dad lost his job at a certain point. He was in his 60s. He went to work. He went from the white-collar world. He went to work fixing engines for Sears for like 6 months while he was – because some people are just resistant to going out there. And, of course, you get the government dole. They've already taken their unemployment settlement money from them, so why not take a little time off, look around?
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. John Stossel confronts one of the head bureaucrats here in moments. We'll share that with you as well. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're talking about the plight of the American Indian, and it is really a plight based on the government's aggression against them. We'll come back to that in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Our Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by ManchesterBrewing.com. You can go there and see dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. Go check out freedomsphoenix.com and find out all of their their news stories that they have there, and get their up to the minute updates delivered to your email box.
Ernie Hancock,
So Guard, I don't know if I really understood your answer to my question earlier. There was a little segment we've been playing. John Stossel, a portion of John Stossel goes to Washington, where he talks about how one American Indian community, which is essentially ruled over by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, is just listless and just a trash heap, awful place to live, people drunk everywhere, shacks, terrible. And then there's another Indian reservation that has managed to get out from underneath the thumb to some extent of the BIA, and as a result, they had all this development, new businesses opening up, factories making products, and then they point out that at one point that every Indian who wants a job has one. In fact, there's so many jobs that have been created there that they're even hiring, you know, white people and other people from the surrounding areas because, right. Well, they've made more jobs and they have Indians to fill the jobs. And so that's where it kind of reminded me of a principle we were talking about, or what I believe to be a principle, over the weekend, but I never remember where I've seen this before, and I'm not an economist. And it's one of the things I like to bring up in response to the paranoid kind of theory that the xenophobes have, the idea that they're going to come take our jobs. And I know that one of the things that happens when new people come into the country is they bring new demand as well as new supply. So I think that's a factor in that they're, you know, the immigrants are looking to purchase products and services, and they have to live somewhere and all this. So absolutely. They're consuming as they're also providing a supply for jobs and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a factor in why there are always more jobs. In a true free market, there are always more jobs than there are people who could possibly fill them. But I don't really know what the economic reasoning is for that. I'm not really certain on that.
Well, you know, you could go super, super in-depth into the whole division of labor thing and so on. Just to mention something that bolsters what you're talking about, there was a study done in Texas that showed that immigrants actually benefited the economy greatly. Illegal immigrants as well. People who are the undocumented illegal immigrants. But the question of whether or not immigrants help or hurt an economy is actually, in a microcosm, it's sort of typified in that situation with the Indians there. They're bringing in people from outside the Indian reservations, the so-called white Americans from outside the reservations.
Immigrant workers. Almost.
They're immigrant workers from the flip side, so it's all flipped over. But I wrote a piece for the Foundation for Economic Education a while back about why immigration is a good thing, open borders and free immigration, economically speaking. And it was brought up by this guy who is typically quoted by the conservative talk radio people, Mark Krikorian. And this is a case where even Rush Limbaugh quoted him, and he made a mistake, the idea is that, first, immigrants will replace the native living people, not Native Americans, but the native living people in America, U.S. citizens per se, and take their jobs because they're lower wage labor. And that's bad. Well, the entire point of a productive economy is to get what you want to get for less.
Mm-hmm.
That dynamic, when applied to immigration, it's a good thing to bring in immigrants, just like it's a good thing to develop a machine that allows you to get more for less effort.
Right, there were people back in the days that were saying the machines are going to take our jobs.
Exactly. Well,
and people that said that women shouldn't be in the marketplace to work because they'll take our jobs. Black people shouldn't be on the marketplace to work because they'll take our jobs. I mean, this argument has been
our jobs.
Well, I mean, these were Americans talking about Americans.
Yes.
These arguments have been in place in order to keep social groups down throughout the ages. They're spurious and they're bigoted then, and they're spurious and they're bigoted now.
Uh-huh. So what happens, Guard, when the immigrants come in?
I mean, well, prices go down, right? First lesson to be derived is I started to think to myself, no, that doesn't make any sense, because if you can get what you want to get for less, for example, strawberries or lettuce or shrimp down in Texas
or a house
or whatever it is, you'll have money left over. Why do you want to not have money left over? That doesn't help a productive economy. That doesn't raise your standard of living when you have to pay for more of the essentials in life. So the idea runs counter to logic. Oh, stop these people from doing the work. Ben Powell, a friend of Jason Osborne's, great guy. He's down in Boston, teaches economics, speaks at FEE. Really, really interesting guy. Does stuff for the Independent Institute. Wrote a fascinating book, How Poor Nations Grow Rich. Actually edited it. Ben brings up a great example. He goes, look, when I buy Georgia peaches, am I somehow, should I buy Massachusetts peaches that are more expensive and only buy those?
Are
I won't have money left over.
Massachusetts?
Yeah, do I have a trade deficit with you when I buy your services to clean my driveway? He goes, no. And so what happens is, if you can get your services for less, you have money left over. That money then can be used by other people who are thirsting for low-interest money, real money, not bogus, made-up low-interest money from the government, but money that they can then use. You can spend it on another product. And this dynamic...
Or open a business if you've got
exactly,
enough.
Exactly. And they can open a business. And this dynamic then creates its own demand for new employees. So I started to look into it, and I started to say, are the native workers who are here displaced? Yes, perhaps they are, but are they unemployed? Or do they actually go into other endeavors that are as productive for them or
more
productive?
So.
Exactly. And what I found was I started to try to look into it because I wanted to correlate periods of high immigration to unemployment rates, right? And what I found was other people had already done it. Not only other people, but one guy in particular, Julian Simon, one of the great libertarian thinkers of the past like 50 years, did a macro study for the Cato Institute a number of years ago where they looked at five or six other studies, as many studies as they could find, on the history of immigration and periods of unemployment. And he found that there were not increases on unemployment. In fact, the periods when you had high immigration saw great increases in productivity and standards of living. And
how many times have you had somebody that you know or maybe you yourself get laid off from a job and end up somewhere better? You know,
yeah.
They a lot of times freak out, my gosh, this is terrible, this has happened to me. But then down the line, they end up getting a new gig and it's working out better for them. They're getting paid more. It's just a more comfortable opportunity.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have necessarily gone for that if they hadn't have lost their job in the first place. I'm not saying that happens all the time, but it sure has happened more often than I've ever noticed the reverse.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And now there's a substrata to this, which I just want to mention, which is that some people, like this guy Krikorian, when I wrote this article, it was 2004 for FEE. You can find it at their website. He argued that, well, if we restrict that low-wage labor, then that will force employers to come up with new developments and new technology that will actually make them more efficient. It's like, you know what? Here's the deal. Let the owner of the company decide how most efficiently to spend his money. Don't have government policy dictate to him, you know what? You can't hire somebody. You're going to have to work on get a machine to do this and develop it. Let him decide.
Exactly. And that's the difference with what happened with the American Indians in this one tribe where they were allowed to decide how to run their own land. All of a sudden, the economy started booming, as we've been talking about here. We'll get back to John Stossel here in a moment. Also, take your calls as well about what you want. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can ring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including various different ways to be kept up to date with the show. You can go to news.freetalklive.com. We list different ways for you to get involved in finding out what's up with Free Talk Live. You can go to our updates list, which are emails that will be sent out to you. There's our Twitter account. Also, Facebook page. These are different ways for you to be keeping in touch with Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for one. Sign up for all three. Whatever you want. News.freetalklive.com. Though I must say, the updates list is the only way you'll be able to win prizes. The Twitter and the Facebook, we don't do the prize giveaways there because not everybody sees the posts to Twitter and Facebook, whereas everybody gets the emails when those go out. So you can go and sign up at news.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking for gold and or silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com. We have some great rates on some hand-picked coins over there, ones that you can get to basically have gold and silver in your hand. They're not collector's items, although they do have some numismatic value to them. I've picked these for the intent of our listeners to be able to get gold and silver in their hands, either as an investment, a hedge against inflation, or barter currency, whatever the situation may bring. And if you are the kind of person who's not very good at saving, well, we've set up something with Midas Resources to be able to allow you to, every paycheck, you pay a little bit on some gold and silver, and then it'll be delivered to you once you've paid it off. Call 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Ask for the layaway plan and put 20 or 25 coins in layaway because that's the best shipping rate. and pay them off over time. 877-857-9938. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. Taking your phone calls, talking about the economics of immigration and the American Indians and how a little bit of freedom goes a long way. Let's go to John, listening in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
John, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first off, I want to say I've just become a recent listener. I just started listening about a couple weeks ago, back when you guys had a call in from Jeff Tucker from Mises.org.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I found out about your site through Facebook. Just want to say thank you, guys, and you guys are doing an awesome job, and I do nothing but look up to you guys.
Thanks, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, gee, I've had so many different conversations with Facebook people over immigration. It's kind of funny. But one of the things I'm definitely an advocate for is open borders.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people talk about their objections to the idea that they'll flood our economy or burden our economy with, or steal jobs or something along those lines. And what I realized from having studied a little bit of economics is that the reason they're coming in here in the first place is because there's that opportunity. People go where the money is. And basically, in an open borders environment, you have a situation where people will go where the opportunities are. That's basically the function of a market economy in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have a situation where either immigration is on the way down or people are trying to emigrate, then you know you've got a financial problem. You know you've got an economic problem. You know you've got a problem with your government.
Absolutely right. In fact, I pointed out before that the only way they can ever really stop immigration to this country is to create such a total police state that it's become such a crap hole that they wouldn't want to leave the countries from which they originate.
Yeah.
Well, they certainly did a good job electing Mr. Obama.
Well, I mean, whether it's Bush or Obama, they've all been taking the country down the toilet. And the more rules.
I've read in some recent statistics that, the flow of immigration has been waning over the last few years, certainly over the last three or four. So that certainly spans both presidents.
Yeah, with the downturn in the economy and the increase in security with the ICE people, there are stories of
raids,
strawberry fields going fallow. I mentioned the shrimpers off the coast of Texas. There are some shrimpers who've just gone completely out of business. The cost of shrimp went up dramatically because of the actions of ICE, because of the downturn in the economy. Well, last year, my friend, we had I sound like some politician. My friends, like John McCain. Mm-hmm. But last year we had an ice storm here, and they couldn't get the power converters up here to New England to replace the other fuse box things that they need all over the state in sufficient quantities because the warehouse, the manufacturing plant, I should say, that makes them had been busted just a few weeks before by the feds.
John, any of the thoughts?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. If you want to keep me on the line.
Well, no, not really, but I'm giving you the opportunity to throw something else out there.
Oh, I had one thing. You had a caller a few nights ago that was talking about the 9/11 truth and one conspiracy after another.
Yeah.
I got a simple question about that. We hear about, military secrets that happened 20, 30 years ago. We hear about military secrets or international conspiracies here and there that happen to be truth.
Mm-hmm.
But are you aware of any conspiracies that managed to survive, multiple generations for hundreds of years? I don't know that
people are still interested today in the Kennedy assassination, for instance. In fact, there was even some sort of deathbed admission a while back about the
CIA. I heard something about the Pearl Harbor thing that, in fact, FDR knew about it.
But
I even heard one about, isn't it the Hood or the Iowa? Which one was the one that was bombed in Cuba?
I don't know.
That the Teddy Roosevelt rode in there with the Rough Riders.
Well, I'm not sure about the question. Do you mean conspiracies that have been shown to have been conspiracies for a long time or conspiracy theories that have lasted?
I'm just talking about scandals in general. It's difficult to keep that information tight. It's difficult to keep that information beyond a generation, at most two. I have
the revelations. I mean, there have been some revelations about some of these conspiracies. I mean, for instance,
the Gulf of Tonkin is a great example.
Right, Gulf of Tonkin's blown wide out in the open, and where's the outrage? Where's the? I mean, the 9/11 truthers believe that if they can just convince people that what they're saying is true, that all of a sudden everything's going to change. And I haven't seen any evidence of that, even with the conspiracies that have become fact. So I just don't see it happening. I agree with you. And John, thanks for the call tonight. We got to get to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, Ian, you were talking about kind of the basic economic principle, and you weren't sure. And I think what you're maybe looking for is a law of scarcity. What that means is that people will always want more stuff. So no matter how much stuff they have, if you lower the price enough, it's not going to be a situation where people say, nope, I don't want anything else at any price. So no matter what, people want more stuff. And that means that you'll always in the long term have full employment without outside interference. And it also means that, you know, immigration is not a problem. Even if you don't, and the issue is not that they bring demand also. Even if we had a bunch of immigrants who sent all their money, say, back to Mexico or wherever they're from, what that would do is that would lower the price of the goods that you want to buy. So you'd end up, you know, it would wash out anyway. So if the immigrants bring as much demand as they supply, then you have no change in prices and no change in employment. You know, everybody just stays employed. Everybody, all the prices stay the same. If they, say, somehow were magical beings that didn't consume anything at all, you'd have more production and they would be consuming less. So the prices would fall and wages would fall.
Yeah.
So you'd end up basically having a wash. So, you know, you can't, if you want to really, I think, cut through the BS and understand an economy, the best thing to do is just ignore the money and look at the amount that is being produced. Because a healthy economy produces a lot, and the more goods you have to go around, the richer everybody is.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It's absolutely true. This law of scarcity works, and it worked in my life. I was, yesterday, I think it was, we were at Target doing the family shopping thing, and you know, I've been looking at this one video game. It's the Marvel Ultimates Alliance or something like that, too, and it's out, and it's $20 at the store. But I saw it in the rack, and it was at $13. I'm like, I must have this now. But I've been kind of, you know, flirting with it for $20. I saw it at $30, and I was going to get it, and I want it, but I knew I'd get it at some point in the future. But at $13, I had to have it. Turns out I was in the wrong rack. But I knew that I now know what my price is for it.
Paul, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here. Maybe time for your calls. In fact, we might even go to an extended edition tonight here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, enough time perhaps for your call at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include various different ways to listen into the show. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, access our 24-hour live streams, our webcam, our listen lines. It's all there and it's all free at listen.freetalklive.com. We started the hour out with a clip from John Stossel Goes to Washington. It's a fairly old, it's about a decade old at this point, ABC News presentation where he does some really great comparisons between something where government is involved and something where government is no longer involved or is not involved. So one of the comparisons he makes is between an Indian reservation that is essentially, like many Indian reservations, ruled over by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and then another Indian reservation that has managed to get out from underneath most of the thumb of the Bureau. It doesn't sound like it's completely out, but more so than other Indian reservations, and so therefore there's all this economic blooming, this blossoming that's happening where jobs are being created, factories are employing people, and people are no longer drunk and listless in the streets. It's just a complete change, a complete 180-degree change from what things were like. And I wanted to continue that audio here, make sure we get it out before the end of the radio show tonight. And Mark, you had an email that we started last hour. We may have to finish that up in an extended edition, internet only. We'll talk about that in a bit. But let me just continue with John Stossel. So this is the point at which he's talking about some of the changes that have happened in the Indian reservation that have gotten out from the Bureau of Indian Affairs as compared to the other ones where people are just taking welfare checks, buying alcohol, and just living in an S-hole. Let me continue with the audio here.
They've even hired thousands of non-Indians from off the reservation. They've built their own schools and hospital, and they've built 1,000 new homes.
I think if my grandparents were still living today, they would be so astonished at what all has happened and how much it's changed.
Makes you wonder, how does the Interior Department get away with it? Charged with helping Indians and given tax money to spend billions on them, they created the poorest people in America.
But they still tell the world, we're taking care of our poor little Indians.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs can't even keep track of the Indians' money. More than $2 billion of it is unaccounted for.
Yet no one is even reprimanded. No one's indicted. No one's demoted. No one is fired. No one is even named.
Just more billions lost in the bureaucracy. And where might the money be? I wanted to ask then-Secretary of the Interior, Bruce Babbitt. He agreed to an interview, and his staff had to set up our camera gear in his conference room. But when Babbitt arrived, he seemed to change his mind.
I'm not sure why I'm here. I mean, you know, another expose. It's all in a day's business, I understand. Okay, well, let's have at him.
Okay.
But before I could ask him anything, he decided he didn't want to talk.
I'm going to fire whoever scheduled this interview.
I love that part.
Why?
That just tickles me.
He was serious. He wasn't even joking.
Well, what's the name of the show?
We haven't titled it yet. It's probably...
The government is wasting your money. They are corrupt and incompetent.
You should come over to this side of the mic and do the show. It'd be awesome.
I wouldn't say corrupt. I would argue competent.
Yeah, you'd say incompetent. Look, I'm getting less and less interested in doing this interview. I got to tell you. I really am.
Well, who are the incompetent guys who scheduled for it?
I'm not sure how I got here, but...
Well, we told you it was a Consumer Report on government, told your staff.
Yeah. Look, I really don't want to do this. No.
And that was that. The interview was over. Now his department wants Congress to give more money to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Should they get it? Should they exist at all?
There's no Bureau of Jewish Affairs. There's no Bureau of Irish Affairs. There's no Bureau of Black or African Affairs.
They sit up there in Washington, D.C., and they legislate laws that affect us, when in fact, they don't know what the heck's going on here.
Hey, Ian, can I just mention one thing? That guy, Bruce Babbitt, is also the guy who had to make a decision regarding an Indian casino, allowing an Indian casino somewhere in North Dakota, South Dakota. And the Indian tribe that donated a ton of money to the DNC got permission to open a casino, while another Indian tribe that did not, they get screwed.
That's how
it works.
Happen?
How strange.
All right, we continue here. I just wanted to share the end of that story. I mean, you can't get answers out of these government bureaucrats. They don't have to provide you with an interview. They have no obligation to do anything in regards to defending themselves.
I love the fact that Babbitt's sitting there going, some sort of expose on government inefficiency and incompetence. I'm going to fire the guy who got me scheduled for this. It's like, well, dude, why didn't you know? How incompetent can the guy be who scheduled you, you pinhead? That just exposes it right there.
Let's continue with Ryan listening in Virginia. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live. Ryan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I'm calling because I've been thinking about a fraud and the idea of, you know, the government or a governing body or whatever, you know, quote-unquote authorities might be in place somewhere, being able to prevent fraud. And so I have a sort of a hypothetical I wanted to share with you guys.
Go for it.
All right. So, what if you have a situation where somebody is selling a product that is clearly fraudulent and does very well at it and fools a bunch of people for a very long time until finally somebody sues him and, you know, gets their money back or gets restitution or however you like to go? Would it be reasonable for that society to then force that person to not sell that product anymore?
Force them
not sell the product anymore?
Well, because they clearly were selling a fraudulent product. So should they, once somebody you know, wins a judgment in arbitration against them for fraud,
why would you need to have someone force them to not sell? He wouldn't have people buying, would he?
Well, historically, we've had a lot of situations where that's happened. People have not. You know,
but
a lot of people aren't very good on keeping up on these things.
Yeah, but what you're saying here is you're sort of mixing your metaphors here, too, because you've sort of applied a government template onto you're talking about a free market society that has a bad actor in it, right? A bad operator. So the bad operator is finally discovered, right? And this society discovers what this guy is doing is your stipulation, your hypothetical.
Well, I'm saying that somebody has figured out what's going on with this guy.
Okay. All right, that's different. Okay, so... Would it be appropriate? Well, under a free market paradigm, they might already have come up with rules about that.
He may have a reputation rating that is absolutely ruined by that, and the people that would be doing business with him, for instance, wholesalers or buyers or whoever it is, vendors, would check his reputation before they do business. If they decide not to, then that's their own fault. Buyer beware. You should be a caveat emptor.
Or he may have to do business in cash or something.
Right. I'll give you an example. What I think is one of the best examples to get to the nut of this question as to whether or not Because it's not really a question. I know your question was, is it appropriate for the society to tell this man not to sell his product? The society will eventually pull away from this man's product with this repeated. It's a system of trial and error that tends to lead to the most efficient, most ethical, and most productive ends through the market. That's the way that works. So they would eventually shun this man, and he would not be able to do enough business to continue operating. And it is a trial and error thing, but those trial and errors tend to work off one another, and that's how things become more efficient. And the best example to show you, I think, is the fact that money existed without government at all. Money grew as an organic output from people's interactions. If there were bad actors and you needed some arbitrary entity to stop the bad actors from operating, money could never have developed without government. The fact that money through repeated trial and error developed and good actors shun the bad actors who might put out counterfeit bills that weren't backed by something, that shows you that you don't need government and some arbitrary body to do this. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. What I was mostly thinking was, let's take a society that is maybe not completely a free market system,
mm-hmm.
That has some frameworks in place. You know, maybe something that would be halfway between where we are and you know, that quote-unquote ideal free market that
okay.
may or may not exist somewhere in the world. Do we feel that it would be ethical for an arbitrator to, as part of a fraud settlement, tell a person that they can't continue their business, and that's what they've been doing?
I don't see why not. I mean, in the circumstance you're talking about there, say you've got somebody who continues to open up a new shop under a different name, continuing to have the same problem over and over again, apparently sees his whatever it costs for compensation to victims, people that he's treated poorly, as cheaper than going on and doing something different. I don't see why it would be a problem if an arbitrator, after, two or three attempts, they're like, look, go on and try some other job.
Well, typically when the idea of arbitration is proposed, the suggestion is that both sides would agree to the arbitrator and therefore agree to whatever the terms of the arbitration are. So theoretically, if that guy agreed to that arbitrator, then he would also be binding himself to whatever the decision was. So I suppose what you're saying could happen in theory, although, what would prevent him from going to a different town and starting up his business there? The only thing that would prevent that would be some sort of intricate interlocking network of essentially reputation, I would think.
And the learning curve of these people.
Hey, thank you, Ryan, for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. Radio listeners, we are done and out, but Internet listeners, stay tuned. We're going to continue on an extended edition of Free Talk Live here in a moment.
You can go to freetalklive.com and hear the rest of the show.
That's right.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.